You are listening to the Whistler Plumbing Podcast, and I'm talking with James Whistler. James, let's talk about some of your favorite books on leadership and why you like them so much.
Well, the first large leadership book that I read was several years ago. It was a book called Lead Like Jesus. And, you know, a lot of people have a differing answer about who Jesus is, but I think most people can agree on the fact that he was a good leader. And so who better to model your leadership practices and principles than Jesus himself? So, you know, some things that stick out from that book is it's a lot of times effective leadership is really about servant leadership. And that's what most people want in their leader, is someone that is willing to serve and to collaborate and to partner. And it's just simply a different mindset than some leadership principles may have. Currently, though, I read a book called Extreme Ownership. It was written by two Navy SEALs that has been in on tour in Afghanistan during some of the roughest times there in years past. And one of the things that I really love about it is that it's very practical. And it's practical to life, and it's also practical to business. And I was amazed at the fact that there is a very easy parallel between the leadership that is necessary on the battlefield and the leadership that is necessary in our businesses and our homes. And it just goes to cement the fact that really leadership is universal. And, you know, what people want in their leaders is really no different, no matter whether you're a child looking at your parents, or whether you're an employee looking at an employer, or whether you're a soldier looking at a commander. Those leadership principles are definitely universal.
What are some of the things, if you can think of a couple examples specifically in leading your team and also being a leader to your clients and your customers, what are some of the ways you've applied lessons from those two books? Can you think of any?
Well, I think, you know, the Lead Like Jesus is more about, you know, the head of a leader, the heart of a leader, and the hands of a leader. That's kind of the concept that's delivered there. Basically, a leader thinks about things, a leader feels things, and a leader does things. For me, probably the biggest impact, someone once told me that asked me the question, what comes out when you shake up a Dr. Pepper? And he then went on to tell me, well, Dr. Pepper does, because that's what it was inside. Mm-hmm. And, it's the same thing with a leader. When a leader is shaken and a leader is under extreme pressure, sometimes some bad things comes out. It's important that our heart is right so that we can lead in those most crucial times. You know, from the extreme ownership, it's kind of that, leaders are responsible for everything in their world. And extreme ownership is basically you don't point any fingers. You don't make any excuses, because we are responsible for what happens. There are some things out of our control, yes, but those things that are out of our control, we have to be very careful to not point fingers or make excuses.
All right. So if you want to work with the team at Whistler Plumbing, who takes leadership and their team and their customers very seriously, you can reach out to them today at whistlerplumbing.com or at 540-483-9382.